Well, good morning and welcome to day one of 2020 Vision. Congratulations on making a great decision to embark on a new life lived in the presence of God. We'll be in Psalms 27 this morning. We've made a decision to seek the Lord, but does the Lord wish to be sought? Let's see what the Bible has to say about that. I'm in the Amplified Version today, Psalms 27, and I'm starting in verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious and compassionate to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face in prayer and require my presence as your greatest need, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I will seek on the authority of your word. Verse 9, do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me nor leave me, O God of my salvation. And then in verse 10 it says, although my mother and my father have abandoned me, yet the Lord will take me up and adopt me as his child. Not only does God desire to spend time with you, but he commands us to seek his face. And it's not that he's an overbearing father. Maybe you had a not so great relationships growing up. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. But God is not like any earthly father we've ever had. When he commands us to seek his face, it's because he knows that only in his presence are we going to walk in the full revelation of who we are. The finished work of the cross is that you are found perfected in the sight of God. That all your sin issues have been dealt with, the wrath of God has been satisfied, and you have been made the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. You're free to seek his face without fear of rejection, without shame of past sin. The Bible tells us that the blood goes on cleansing us of all sin, and that if we're faithful to confess our sins, he's faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. It's one thing to say that, it's another thing to believe that. But you've taken the first step of demonstrating your belief by seeking the face of God. Now, for your convenience, we have this soundtrack in the background as you meditate on the Word of God. You're welcome to keep this playing in the background. It will stop at 20 minutes, and we'll agree at prayer in prayer at the end. But you don't have to do that. You can turn this down now, and just in the solitude and quiet of your own room there, you can seek the Lord. But I want you to read Psalms 27. Take it slowly, one verse at a time, like you were enjoying a good meal. Let the Holy Spirit illuminate that word. Picture yourself. Use your sanctified imagination to put yourself in that scripture. Hear God speaking those words directly to you. See him speaking to you. See this. See the love in his eyes. See the smile on his face. See the delight that you have come to seek his face. See his arms reaching out to you as you're reading these scriptures. And allow the presence of God to melt away the mountains that would stand in your way today. Please join me in a brief moment of opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence. And God, we know that you're waiting for us there. And that you not only delight in us, but that you desire us as your children. And so, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to make the word come alive in our hearts this morning as we read it in your presence. In Jesus' name. I'll rejoin you at the end to agree in prayer. Thank you. How was your quiet time? Believe it or not, 20 minutes are just about up. Don't be discouraged if it takes you a while to get used to being quiet. That's one thing we as Americans don't do well. We live very busy, noisy lives. But I promise you, keep pressing in, keep seeking God's face. You'll never regret it. Let's just join together in a moment for closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for spending time with us today. God, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you that we know that any time we desire to spend time with you, that by the cross of Christ the way has been made, and the very Holy of Holies, where priests feared to tread before the cross, is now wide open, that we're able to come boldly before the throne of grace to find help in time of need. We're able to not come to a cold and distant God, but to climb up into the lap of our Abba Daddy God who loves us and desires to spend time with us. Bless the word that they've spent time with today, God. Let it have lasting peace throughout the day. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Well, God bless you. Have a tremendous day, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Twenty Vision is a production of Living Hope Church, P.O. Box 123, Whitney, Pennsylvania, 15693. For more information, you can visit us on the web at www.hopealive.net. Thank you.